Our top story for this half hour, more than 50 people have been killed and dozens injured in a bomb attack in Pakistan's southwestern city of Quetta. Reports say an attacker detonated his explosive device at a civil hospital soon after the body of the slain former president of Balochistan Bar Association was brought in. Bilal Anwar Qasi was shot dead by unknown assailants early in the morning. Many of the victims in the blast are reportedly lawyers and journalists who arrived in the hospital following Qasi's shooting. Footage shows bodies strewn on the ground. No group or individual has yet claimed responsibility for the attack. Balochistan has been experiencing violent incidents and targeted killings since over a decade ago. Meanwhile, Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has denounced the attack, saying he is grieved over the loss of precious lives. Well, our correspondent Javed Rana joins us now from Islamabad to bring us up to speed on the recent events taking place in Quetta. Javed.
Well, as many as 40 people have died in this terror incident, and more than three dozen others were injured. It all started when the former president of a lawyers association, he was shot dead, and he was being taken to the hospital, and so many other his colleagues, lawyers, they also reached in the emergency ward of the hospital. And the moment they reached there, somebody carried out a terrorist attack, which is, according to some information, suggested probably it was a suicide attack. So as a result of that particular attack, as many as 40 people have died, and the hospital itself was in a state of emergency, and that was very unprecedented tragic scene that we have seen in this southwestern city of Pakistan. We never heard similar incident where the hospital itself was targeted in Pakistan. This is, in that sense, is a very tragic incident. Balochistan's province chief minister, Sanaullah Zahri, has blamed India that India has been causing destabilization in his province. And India, not only in this incident, but also in similar incidents, have been masterminding attacks, and they have been sponsoring different terrorist groups, financing them inside Afghanistan. And that has been Pakistan's standard charge sheet against India. But again, at this point in time, no terror group has claimed responsibility. This particular part of Pakistan has been rife with two kind of insurgency. First is a tribal insurgency, one may call it as a separate insurgency, and then there have been sectarian incidents, and there have also been Taliban active where they have been attacking the security forces. But again, at this point of time, the scene remains unclear, but it appears that probably some military groups are involved, because the usually separatists don't use the weapon of suicide bombing.
And Javed, also tell us if there are any contingency plans and measures that the Pakistani government is intending for Balochistan, as we've seen numerous cases of violent attacks and blasts taking place over the past years.
Well, the government claims that the number of the terrorist incidents has considerably down. That is a fact. But again, one needs to understand the pattern with which terrorists are operating. No, they don't go for small attacks. They don't go for killing few number of member of the security. They try to make a cause and impact, something which happened in this case. And the government has certainly is going to deploy more security forces inside the city. But again, if somebody is going for a suicide bombing, it becomes very difficult to stop. It can cause damage the least. The suicide bomber can make people injured if he cannot kill them. So I think these kind of incident would continue in one way or the other. Their number may further go down.
Thank you very much, Javed. Press TV's Javed Rana joining us from Islamabad.